There's a moment, not always loud, not always cinematic, where the grind stops making sense. It doesn't announce itself. It doesn't show up with fireworks or sirens. It's quieter than that. A pause in the middle of an ordinary day. A tired glance at a calendar too full. A forgotten reason why you're doing any of it at all. It starts as a flicker. A crack you can almost ignore. Almost. The moment it cracked wasn't the moment we broke. It was the moment we woke up. The day we looked around at the hours we were pouring into other people's dreams. The late nights chasing metrics we didn't believe in. The constant hustling for a finish line that kept moving. And something inside us whispered, "This can't be it." Not because we were weak. Not because we didn't have drive. But because some part of us, buried under the productivity slogans and hustle mantras, still remembered what living felt like. At first, we tried to shake it off. We doubled down. More coffee, longer hours. Maybe we just needed to want it more. Maybe we weren't pushing hard enough. Maybe success was right around the next deadline. But the crack was patient. It widened, quietly, relentlessly. Every time a project ended and the satisfaction didn't show up, every time an achievement felt smaller than the sacrifice it took, every time someone said, "You're killing it," and inside, we felt like the thing being killed was us. We started noticing the contradictions, how we were celebrated for being exhausted but expected to deliver brilliance, how rest was something you earned after collapse, not something you integrated into life. How the same culture that told us to chase our dreams kept handing us blueprints designed to trap us in cycles of debt, burnout, and deferred joy. The slogans didn't sound inspiring anymore. They sounded desperate, a machine begging us to stay asleep. And maybe the hardest part was realizing how much of it we had internalized, how deeply we believed that if we stopped running, we would disappear. That rest was selfish, that slowing down was losing, that boundaries were for people who didn't want it badly enough. It wasn't just external pressure anymore. It had become the voice in our own heads, telling us to keep grinding, telling us to sacrifice just a little bit more, telling us that if we didn't, it was our fault if we failed. But the crack kept widening. It showed up in small rebellions, moments where we couldn't fake the enthusiasm anymore. Tasks that used to feel like stepping stones now felt like chains. Emails we used to answer immediately started sitting unread. Meetings we used to over-prepare for started feeling like noise. We started looking at our schedules not as trophies, but as cages. And for the first time, we wondered, what would happen if I just didn't? The machinery of worth we had spent our lives climbing started to look less like a ladder and more like a treadmill, one that demanded speed, but offered no destination. The milestones we killed ourselves to reach started to look suspiciously like moving goalposts, and the people who seemed to have made it often looked just as exhausted, just as hollow, just as trapped as we were. The moment it cracked wasn't just personal, it was cultural. We started seeing it ripple through our circles, friends quietly burning out, colleagues admitting they were tired of the hustle, creators pulling back from the endless content churn, movements rising that questioned not just the grind, but the very systems that glorified it. The dream wasn't just fraying for us, it was fraying everywhere. And once you see the crack, you can't unsee it. You start noticing the cost written on people's faces, the anxiety masked as ambition, the loneliness dressed up as leadership, the grief tucked behind professional smiles. The grind mythology starts falling apart, not all at once, but piece by piece. Every unfinished story, every quiet breakdown, every whispered conversation that admits, "I'm not sure this is worth it anymore." The moment it cracked was the beginning of something else. Not collapse, not defeat, awakening, a slow, stubborn refusal to keep sprinting toward a prize we no longer believed in. A gathering of breath after years of holding it in. A question taking shape in the back of our minds. What if the dream we were sold isn't the only dream worth chasing? After the crack, there's confusion. Not the kind that paralyzes you, the kind that makes you dangerous, because now you know the truth, but you're still living inside a system that pretends you don't. You still show up to work, you still check the boxes, you still do what's expected, but inside, something fundamental has shifted. You're not chasing the prize anymore. You're studying the maze. You start noticing how much of the grind was built on scarcity, how it whispered to you that there was only so much success to go around, only so much love, only so much worth. You were taught to run because if you stopped, someone else would pass you. You were taught that survival depended on speed. But standing there, inside the crack, you see the bigger lie. The goal was never to make you free. It was to keep you running. Running burns calories. Running burns fuel. Running keeps the machine alive. You realize how many dreams you inherited without questioning. How many definitions of success were handed to you like a script you never agreed to write. You realize that somewhere along the way, you stopped dreaming for yourself and started performing someone else's checklist. Get the job, get the title, get the house, get the burnout, smile through it, post about it, sell the image of a life that looks free but feels suffocating. And then, somewhere deeper, under the grief and the anger, another truth rises. You can opt out. You can refuse to measure your life by their milestones. You can walk off the treadmill even if everyone else is still sprinting. You can build something slower, smaller, more stubbornly yours. It won't feel easy. It won't feel clean. Freedom rarely does. It might look messy from the outside. It might look like quitting to the people still trapped inside the grind. But that's okay. They'll understand when their crack comes too. Because once you taste it, real choice, real ownership of your time, you can't go back. You can't pretend the old dream is still enough. You can't trade hours for validation anymore. You can't keep living by clocks that were never set for your freedom. Time becomes your wealth. Presence becomes your power. Choice becomes your revolution. And you start dreaming again, not about being seen, not about being celebrated, but about being free. Free to create without performing. Free to build without burning out. Free to love without rushing. Free to live without proving. This is where the real rebuild begins. Not louder, not faster, but slower, deeper, realer. You start gathering the pieces that still matter. You start walking toward a life where you own your minutes. You start realizing that the finish line isn't out there somewhere. It's right here, in your next breath, in your next number, in your next yes. That actually feels like yours. You stop running for the machine. You start running for yourself. And that's when the real grind myth collapses completely. Not with a crash, but with a quiet, stubborn refusal to keep pretending you owe anyone your life. You owe it to yourself. And finally, you're ready to claim it. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.